adoption of the agenda.
Oh,
I'll go back to that. Adoption of the minutes from last week.
Brittany.
Second.
Rebecca.
Sure.
That's not a lot of options.
Is Rob not coming today?
I don't know. I don't see him on the Zoom. He's not in the room, so that covers it.
It's still going to be good that we go over what we have accomplished in the last 2 days and what we're going to move forward with. I got to say, I think we have an awesome team. Thank you, everyone. I mean, Rebecca, for laying it all out, and we're supposed to plug it all in. And, you know, Brittany, you've just taken full charge of organizing the outdoor stage and all the activities. I mean, like, wow. I mean, all of you guys, I think, and then, you know, Anne, you've been doing the parade, and with Tony doing logistics, what more do we want? And then Bernadette talks about all the minutes for us, and that keeps us on our toes.
I was just going to say, what more could you want? Well, Walter Hoogland wants to join the meeting right now, so as you guys do or don't know, Walter pretty much ran the thing with his wife. Oh, he's jumped off. He probably thinks he's having a problem. He's going to join the meeting. I think that was discussed in the last meeting. And, so he's got lots of experience. I don't think he wants to volunteer, but I think he's, okay with...
So we just ask him if he's got some advice for us? Is that...
Well, maybe we have specific questions.
I definitely have questions.
Good.
But he's disappeared. I spooked him. He probably cried and then couldn't do it. Okay, he'll be back. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, well,
one thing before, because if we get going and then I have to leave or whatever. But it was just because we worked on the map last time, and one thing I wanted to add to the map that I didn't was where the water station is going to be. Remember Bob Weir said he would have water on tap?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good thing to have. And the other thing I don't know if I put on there for sure was the and having the information, but I think just if you could just double check those two things. That was the only thing on my list. Oh, I have one other, but
yes, I've got that.
Those are the two important things.
Great. Okay. Didn't we also say that in the info booth we'd also have the first aid person hanging out there?
Okay.
Somebody from first aid, was it Aerosmith or someone?
Yeah, I followed up with them. Thank you for that little nudge there, Rebecca. Anyways, because they were having a meeting and they were going to discuss their request. So they've decided that they're not going to provide first aid and they're not going to have a booth, but they will participate in the parade. So I know for Beach Day, we have gone through St. John's Ambulance. And there is a unit or people out of Nanaimo, but you do the paperwork through Abbotsford. And so Rebecca said she would follow up with them.
Yeah, I put in the request, so. And someone will get in touch with me, so.
Okay. I think it costs $250 for them to come. So that's for two attendants for the 4 hours. And they also would like a space for their first aid. So they would probably want a tent with at least three sides, maybe four.
Okay. I just got off the phone with Sandy Kahn from PharmaSave in Ponca Beach, and yes, they will sponsor, and she wasn't sure how much, because like they're doing rentals and cost of construction and everything has gone up, but and she was wondering what it would apply to if she sponsored something. So I had said something that we had to pay for a first aid person, and she thought that would be a good idea. And then I offered her that if she would sponsor the first aid person, we could have that booth with some PharmaSave pamphlets or something. So, and we had talked about the $300-$400 range. So $240 would fit right into their sponsorship. So can we get, say, PharmaSave, to please take care of that?
That's a great idea.
Maybe the experts would go for some signage or something like that.
Are we needing to use that? Like, forgive me, I haven't looked at the budget, so I'm going to check it out right now as we're talking. But Rebecca, you are taking care of the budget. And are we at a point where we're needing to use donated money for first aid? Like, I thought donated money would go more towards, like, things we were putting together. I mean, I guess first aid is for the community, but you know what I'm saying, in terms of entertainment towards the community, where I thought our budget from the town of Qualicum would go towards the logistical things like first aid, parking, the people who monitor the street traffic, the garbages and the toilets. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you let me share my screen?
Yeah. Oh, I can.
Bernadette?
So first of all, welcome to Walter.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, Walter.
We have specific questions for you. You're become a consultant, you see, if that's okay. You're muted, but I think you're saying yes.
I've talked to Tony, and Tony mentioned that there might be some way I might be able to help you with some of the things that I've learned. I've just done family days for, I think, about 8 years or so, from the early 2010, 2009 to 2016 or something. So whatever, 7 years. And I've got some experience of how we did it in the past. So I'll just listen in. If you need any support or any ideas, I can certainly tell you what we've learned.
Great, thank you. And then can I make a request, just as the recording secretary, could we follow the action list? Because then I can keep notes really good, and I don't have to spend any extra time outside this meeting doing notes. And then, like, it'll come up, the budget and sponsorship. So can we perhaps follow? Do you have that there, Jean, or do you want me to read?
The action list or the agenda?
Action list really is where the rubber
okay.
is.
Okay.
The agenda is just that we're going to be doing updates on these things. And that really does follow my action list. It's just
okay.
My detail.
Okay.
So these are the things we were going to follow up on. So it was parade planning.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So hold that question, Brittany, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
And the sponsorship, Jean, if you don't mind, and then we'll work through it. So it was parade planning was the first bit, and it has me actually having to formally invite the town crier to the event, which I will do tomorrow or the day after. Committee to decide if show and shine cars to be included in the parade.
We discussed this at the last meeting, so we're having the show and shine. We're setting them up in the parking lot, the small parking lot across from where the parachuters are coming in, next to the skate park. And I believe that Tony, I think he was meeting with them last week. He was meeting with them just to show them the area, to see how many cars they could get in there.
Is that everybody's understanding that show and shine is going to happen?
Yeah. But it's going to not be all of the cars in the parade. It's just like a number of cars in the parade.
Yeah.
Okay, I did meet with Alex, the president of Seaside Cruiser, Saturday morning, and we did walk that parking lot, and we figured about 20 cars. He also looked at the soil at the top of the mound, and he said, well, could we also put some more cars at the top of the mound at the back of where the skydivers would be dropping down on? I kind of said, probably not. Just because we really don't have a good hold on the weather, so the soil could be, you know, not so good at that time. We don't know. But I did say that possibly he could show off more cars because there'll be cars participating in the parade, but then he'd also have other cars parked in the parking lot by the skateboard park.
I don't think there's any reason to have to limit him to how many he brings in. It's no infliction on us or the event. If he has to move the cars around, then so be it. Whether it be on the grass or not, we can decide that on the day of. Totally fine, based on weather.
I don't know, Tony, That would be, I guess, a town staff decision about whether or not it's appropriate to be parking the cars actually on the grass. I thought it was going to be in that parking lot area. But anyway, that would be
there for sure. Here for sure. I also sent his contact number to Tony for Tony to have a meeting with him because we wanted to make sure the area that we wanted to leave for emergency vehicles and for it not to be locked. So we wanted that to be laid out in black and white by Tony.
That sounds good.
So someone was going to call Tony? Who was
going to
call him
first? Supposed to call Alex. I sent Tony his contact info. And I said I would show up for that meeting too.
Has anyone or can anyone have a discussion with the Seaside Cruisers about a limit of how many cars are we thinking?
Well, it depends on who would want to ride in a car during the parade. Like, I don't think we've got that level of detail yet. Like, if Adam Walker is planning on walking or whether he wants to ride in the car or if, I don't know, one of our members of council wants to ride in a car or walk. So.
I know Brian Weiss, our mayor, said that he will be in the pipe band.
And I plan to ride my bike, and so I don't know. Anyway, but there may be a few people from the community that would want to ride in an older car. So,
and also, Chief Michael Ricama, his wife claims that they still have not received the formal invite from the town.
Okay.
So I said they need to...
I have regular conversations, and they will be invited. Like I say, it's like, yeah, it'll be in the next, it'll be within this week. Yeah.
Well, we also need to know if they are going to do a ceremonial dance on the outdoor stage, or that they're going to put an exhibit on the ground.
Kelma's not going to.
Keeper
Kelma won't be doing a dance or an exhibit.
Not him, but someone from their community.
So that's a different conversation about that. Like, we'll invite them to formally come, but, like, weren't we trying, didn't we contact?
We've been contacting the Child Care Center and Pam Moore, but I noticed the other day that they received additional funding from the province to build a infant toddler space. Another child care center, and so I think they're just really, really busy. So I acknowledged that and asked if there's any way she could get back to me, but I don't expect. It may be a last minute thing.
Walter, in the past, what has First Nations involvement, like the chief, what has that involvement been? You're just on mute.
Back in the day, I was involved in the First Nations and weren't really invited. There was not the level of reconciliation with First Nations that there is now. But generally, when it comes to inviting a chief, it's done by the mayor and council.
Like mayor. But what would they do? Would they just come? Would they just appear? Like beach day, they do a formal opening. But in family day, did they have any formal involvement?
No, there was no formal involvement by Squaw and First Nation.
So I have been trying to get a hold of the First Nations community through the child care, First Nations child care in Qualicum. I've had a horrendous time getting a hold of them, and they finally contacted me this week. I haven't been able to call them back, as I said, I've been really sick. But they would, from the message that I received, the First Nations daycare would like to come. It's not all people who are First Nations, but they would do some First Nations teachings. And one of the things she said, I don't know about inviting a chief. I think that's a fantastic idea if we go that far. However, on the other hand, what we could talk about is just when we open up, our speaker, Matt Breedlove, could just say how he recognizes that we're brought together on this land of the traditional territory of what it is. And then from there, the First Nations Child Care Center would do some activities around First Nations teaching at their booth.
Are you both talking about the same people?
Yeah, it's the same center. So I just did a follow-up. Maybe that helped.
That's great.
Yeah,
Walter. Yeah, traditionally, working with the First Nations, it would be very appropriate for the First Nations, particularly chief, to do a ceremonial opening or a blessing for the events, and I do that on many other things I'm involved with in terms of event planning, and that might be something that could be asked.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. I think that would just be great if we could do that.
The only thing, I don't know if Chief Osama will be back. Because I understood that it could be another month in Vancouver, but anyway, if it works, or you could send a representative, which is also wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Parade planning, any other updates? And you have some things, don't you?
For the parade planning, I don't really have a lot of updates.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting more volunteers. I'm reaching out to see if the RCMP will have a couple of their people on bicycles. And I reached out to the PBEF PAC and asked them to promote the bicycle riding to their parents, to the families. And they said they would do that in an email. So I think that's about it. The only other thing with regard to the parade, it was suggested to me that we might want to get that, if it's the Fungometry, I don't know. There's two guys that are dancers in
Nanaimo.
As kind of pre-parade entertainment. And so I made a call just to find out what the pricing would be, but I haven't heard back yet. Just something, they're very talented dancers, and it would be just something that would be fun, and it's sort of all ages, maybe a little bit older, like for teenagers, it might appeal to them. And so anyways, I'll see what they say, and we'll see if we have the funding. So,
if you don't know who they are, they're kind of viral, they went viral, they're like it looks like 14-year-olds, but they do.
They're super famous on TikTok and YouTube.
Yeah, they are.
You know exactly who they are, yeah.
And they're from around here, so that's cool. Did you want to ask about the pen?
Oh, yeah, well, that was sort of the town, the council usually gets that out. But in the past, we've given out candy, and I was looking at perhaps giving out pixie sticks this year. I went to the candy store and trying to find something that doesn't have plastic wrappers, or plastic to dogs, you know, all the lists. So anyways, if anybody else has any other ideas, but... And then the other thing was KSS. I did hear back from the teacher that works with the Zero Waste and with the Climate Initiatives and Student Council. And there was some interest at their meeting to come and help us with our recycling. And so she was going to forward me the names of those people. I don't know. It sounded like they were looking at to us to kind of lead it, and they would help. So there may be some people I know in the community that would take that on. Anyways, it's sort of a work in progress. Oh, Walter, you have something?
Another thing that doesn't take any time or any cost or very little cost we used to do is get chalk, and so the kids can actually do some artwork on the streets, and it's just a whole bunch of chalk. You just get a pre-parade person, and because there's some of these kids are going to be sitting around on the sidewalk, and this gives them something to do, and it's worked very well in the past. It doesn't cost you anything good. And the kids doesn't mind, or the town doesn't mind that chalk. It washes up pretty quick.
There's also that chalk artist that does the work down at the beach, and I have spoken with him about working with us on beach day to kind of help us with signage almost, like his artwork would point people in the right direction for food or entertainment, that sort of thing, and maybe he would do some things uptown. I could give him a call.
Yeah,
he could just make some nice... nicer, you have a nice day. He usually has positive messaging, and he might do something that says family day or whatever.
That sounds great.
Okay, I will follow up with him. But that was a good suggestion too, Walter. Thank you. Good idea. I remember my son been playing with his truck while they were waiting for things to happen.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I did miss what you said. KSS.
Oh, the Zero Waste Initiative. So there may be some students that are willing to help us with that.
We're not sure how.
We're not sure. Yeah. We made contact. It's just whether or not they want to give up their Sunday to be there.
Okay, maybe involved. Okay, if there's nothing else on that one. Field activities. So I'll tell you what we have. We had in the list here. So training to contact us, which was about setting up a photo booth backdrop. And then if he hadn't heard back, then Brittany, you were going to contact us late here. Is there anything? Did you hear anything from Tony about Chesapeake?
I haven't heard from Tony about Chesapeake. Further about the backdrop. I like that idea. The daycare. Kind of backpacking onto what Anne has said, the daycares are all really, really overwhelmed. Everybody's super short-staffed and full to the max, and daycares just cannot take on anything extra. So try as I might to get them to participate, I'm getting a lot of pushback. And so I don't feel confident to tell you that they're going to do it. Some of them have said, yeah, okay, we'll see. They said get back to us in May, which is, you know, next week. So I don't mind giving them a call back next week and just seeing where they're at, but honestly, the majority of them were not super enthralled with the idea.
Great.
Like daycares don't need to do advertising, right? Like it's just not, it's almost like an essential, it is an essential service, so they're just surviving at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was an action item for Tony to contact you to get the booth, measurements, but I'll just change it. Can you just send him the booth?
I already did that.
Okay.
I sent everything in.
Okay, great. Okay, so we'll follow up with him. And then Brittany, to speak to RDN about leaders in training participation.
I haven't done that, so I will.
Okay.
Oh no, I did do that. I spoke to Ryan Barton at KSS. And so you
in the RDN leaders in training?
Well, no, I didn't speak to RDN leaders in training. I spoke to the two high schools, which was terrible. So yeah, I'll call the RDN. You're right.
Anything else on field activities?
Yes. I am wanting to ask, Walter, who, if you can recall, a name, a contact, or which golf course it was that you received, if you can remember, the mini golf setup that you did, or the pitch and putt setup that you did at the midfield, because I've contacted Brigadon Golf, Qualica Memorial, and Pheasant Glen, and nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and they wouldn't, because it was the awesome Memorial Golf Course, and at the time there was a guy by the name of Ross Mantell that was there.
Yeah.
No longer, and he's now, I think he's a realtor in town.
He's at Pheasant Glen.
Is he Ross? He'll know.
Okay, I'll call him.
He's listening, sir.
He's Ross Mantell. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know he was
there.
I thought he was a realtor.
He is a realtor, but he was a realtor, and he went, stepped down and moved over to Pheasant Glen.
Well, Pheasant Glen, you certainly would probably want to participate.
Okay, I just wasn't sure, and I just kept getting the, call this person, so I thought I'd ask you first, but glad I did. I'll give him a call. Thank you.
I need to step off, thanks, sorry.
Man, I'm just trying to find it here.
It's M-A-N-T-L-E, I believe, like mantle.
Was it mantle? Or...
I think so.
Okay. M-A-N-T-L-E, okay.
Or maybe it's with a D, mandel? Anyways.
That was a very, very worthwhile event. Lots of kids.
Yeah, I believe it. Okay. Another thing to add to entertainment, I'm going back to the parade, forgive me, is that I contacted Arrowview Elementary School regarding having them participate in the parade, as Anne did with OES, and they're going to do the same thing, send out an email, but they asked me if there was, they're wanting, like, parade guidelines, so, like, when parents are to show up with kids, where they're supposed to line up, how long are they there for, this kind of stuff, because some of these kids, most of the ones that want to participate are in kindergarten, and having them stand there for 2 hours before the parade goes is not realistic for a kindergarten kid, or for most. So where can I get that kind of information for them?
Well, there is, like, on our Family Day landing page, and then there's the forms are on the right-hand side, so it does talk about that, but having them 2 hours early is not necessary. When you have a great big float and you have to get it in position before other people arrive and whatnot, then, you know, I can see why they would need to be there early. But I think whatever is reasonable,
okay,
even 11:30 would be probably, and that's meant to be an open category, you know, so whoever comes joins in. That's what I'm hoping to do, sort of a flashback to how Family Day originally its roots, right? Started out with the bicycles.
Perfect.
So, and I'm hoping to have the two RCMPs riding and two accessible bikes riding, and then myself on my parade bike. And so, yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, I'll send that off right away. Thank you.
Anything else on the field activity?
No, I provide a proof of the passport. Bernadette, did you read up on the passport that we're doing for the event now?
For that, it was there.
So I will be providing that to you next week. I was supposed to do it this week, but as I said, I've been ill. So I will get that to you next week as a proof, and I will make sure we all approve it. I do need, I'm going to go off of, is it fair to say, guys, that I go off of the Google Drive to determine all the businesses? Because I want them to visit, if not all, most of the businesses with this passport. I shouldn't say businesses, but community members or people who are partaking in Family Day. So is that, that's the best resource to go off of? Is that, like, are we, do we have everybody in there on that list?
Well, to date, yeah.
Okay.
I've only been putting on my documents, like, the confirmed people, not people I've been contacting, but just the, like, confirmed exhibit, the confirmed, you know, activity, so on.
Okay.
So.
I'm doing the same, so.
Yeah. So I think that Anne may have been using, Oh, but it stops the parade, so that doesn't matter. That's fine. Yeah. So for the ones that we're doing, I think that those are just the confirmed people.
I'll create a proof, and then I won't print it until closer to, so that if there's any other people that come on, I can add them on last minute before I send it to print.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm still waiting to hear from, like, OBLP.
Yeah. I know.
He got in touch with me last week during the meeting, right? And I said that we didn't really have a package, but you can go to the website and read it. And then I haven't heard anything from him again. So yeah, I need to, there's a few people I need to nudge because we asked for their registration forms to be in by May 6th and, we're missing tons. So,
yeah.
We need to give people a little in advance.
I did give just a whole lot that just came through. Sent you that email, what was that came through, so you'll see those.
But you've put them into the files, right?
Into the individual
into
files.
The different,
files.
Into the, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there has to be other people to sign up and do their paperwork.
And yeah.
Well, it went really well. We did, however, send we had everybody's email. And we did send out reminders. But I was just going to ask you, do you have a spreadsheet on that? And because we had a really nice spreadsheet on the field activities on who it was, person's name, email address, phone numbers, and also what they needed, you know, if they needed it. How many chairs, how many canopies, and then we had the spreadsheet built up, and it was something I think that was done back in 2014, but I got a copy of it. I don't know if you have.
No, we have that.
Oh, have you? Okay, good.
Yeah, we have it broken down into exhibits, activities, vendors, like concessions, so on.
All right, yeah. Great.
So, and I've already sent out a reminder to all my people, but I think I need to send out another one.
I agree. You too.
And just nudge them into completing, the form.
Yeah, that's the biggest part, is just keep going after.
And just on Tony mentioned about the chairs and the tents and everything and tables, that they to provide your own where possible. We have a limit. Okay.
And most exhibitors have said that they can bring their...
Yeah, mine too.
Bring their own, so... Yeah.
There always were a few that
I do have to break the bad news that AccuWeather is now forecasting rain.
No.
I know. I'm hoping it swings back the other way. After so many weeks of it being nice, it's now calling for rain that day, and I'm like, oh, damn.
What time from the Farmer's Almanac Day?
I haven't gone to that source yet. Maybe I should go there. But yeah, the AccuWeather has swung back to not a nice day.
The tents are important.
Yeah, they might be really important. And that all that fun stuff might get really interesting when it's all wet. The bouncerama.
Yeah.
Well, have you got all the bouncy castles and stuff too?
Yeah.
So, anything else on field activities?
No, we're pretty up to date on that right now.
Okay, exhibition update.
Yeah, so I only got one more in this week, which was the Regional District of Nanaimo Water Smart team. So they're going to do an interactive booth, and they are also... I can't remember if it was them, but there was another group that came in to say they would do face painting. So we have a couple of face painters now because Jean had organized somebody as well. So
that's two now, right?
Yeah, so that's two. So my daughter is fine. If we don't need her, she'll back out and do something else.
We need her.
But if we want still to do it, she can still do it as well. So she just said, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be up against professionals.
But she also relieves some people because they don't want to do it for 4 hours.
Yeah.
A break or it has to be it gets through the lineups a little faster too.
Yeah. So I think we're doing well for face painters right now. So really the only group that I know is sort of interested that I'm still waiting to hear from is the OBLP, and I'll ask Scott again to determine what he's going to be, what they're going to do. And then I don't really have anybody else sort of in the wings who has expressed any interest, so we'll see how we go.
Great.
And I don't think many people have filled out the registration yet, although I have asked them and will ask them again to do that.
Yeah, maybe we can use that May 6th as the deadline thing.
Yeah, maybe I need to hold the deadline. Yeah.
Hey, you guys, Rebecca, this is more a you question. Before we switched our Google Drive over to the individual files, there was the one main file. And the one thing that I'm struggling with is I was using it as my contact list. Like, I had put notes in as to, like, who I had called. And so I can't find that now. Do you have that old?
Yeah, it's still
Oh, sitting. You know what? I'm sorry. I just found it as I was
still
rambling.
Sitting, yeah, it's still sitting on the drive.
I just need to go back and, like you said, contact those people who haven't filled up the registration form. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. Put a little fire under their bums.
Yeah, okay.
Bernadette, have you heard from Innovate Dance Studio?
Not personally. It might have been in that list of registrations come through, but I haven't seen anything. I don't actually read those registrations as they come through either, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's fine. I don't know. Okay, I'll deal with that. Thank you.
No worries. There's nothing else on that than entertainment, isn't it? And there was one for Brittany to contact Jim Lynch to run this out.
So that's been done. That's all good. Jim Lynch is doing our sound.
Great.
Now, I have some questions of you for all of you, and maybe particularly is it Walter?
Yeah.
For Walter regarding the stage, so just chime in, any of you, at any point. So with the stage, I am going to work on it this week to really firm up the times of everything. I would say at this very moment, we can't have anybody else. So if you have anybody that comes to you and says, look, I'd love to do a performance, before you confirm with them, give me a call first. And let's talk it out. And the reason is because we're very full for the stage at this moment. In fact, I'd say that we're almost running over. Between the Ramblers stage performance and the Craig the Magician, they're holding up most of our time. And then we have the pipe band, the dancers, the women, the line dancing. There's a couple of others that are on there too. And I am going to work out stage times. I'm going to see if I have room to slot in anybody else just for small, like, 15-minute performances here and there. But also, Matt Breedlove, bless his soul, and save our ears, he wants a bit of a soundbite time to have some conversation with the crowd and just engage them, and I think that's lovely. He just wants to say hi to everybody, welcome them all back with everything going on with COVID. Just, you know, thanks for coming. He's not trying to do any sales gimmicky stuff. He just wants to engage the audience. So he says he needs about 10 or 15 minutes. So there's that too. I need to know, can I just create my own spreadsheet for the stage schedule? Or would you all, in your experience, Walter, do you find that people between performances need more than 5 minutes to set up? How much time should I kind of leave?
Yeah, we generally have more than 5 minutes because for the dance, for instance, the dancers having to stage themselves and also getting the music, compatible music for what they needed, that always took a little bit longer. So while that's going on, somebody like Matt Breedlove could speak. I'll just have it. And then he... You know, if there was an announcement for something or child loss or whatever, he can do it. And then also, there might be a single guitar player or something that that we have that's still in 5 minutes. Or Jim's got some music that he can play in between. So it's just kind of fill that space. So there's always, you know, there's always a song in the air, so to speak.
Okay. And in terms of schedule, this is kind of out to everybody. Are you wanting me to create the schedule? I don't mind doing that. Or is there a certain criteria you want me to meet or to plug it into? How would you all like me to do that?
Hey, Brittany, go for it.
Okay, I'm totally fine. I'm good with that. I'll just put it, can I just add a spreadsheet onto this drive? Is that something I have the power to do on my end?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I will add a spreadsheet with the stage schedule and just put it in there. And then that way you don't have to call me if you have somebody who's interested in stage performance. There will be a space that shows what's available and how much time is available, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I would just, like, I'm sure you're going to do this, just do, like, a mix. So you don't, you know, like, the
not all the answers
together, okay. You know. And then it may make sense for, in terms of setup, for, you know, someone with a lot of setup to go at the end, you know, or something like, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the people with the most performance.
Or at the beginning, rather. Sorry.
Yeah.
Set up in the beginning.
Yeah, right. That's going to be the Ramblers. So
yeah.
That's what Jean had said.
Yeah.
So brilliant on that, Rebecca. I have them going first because they need the most time to set up. They have a whole, all the instruments, right?
Yeah.
And what if we had the magician slot in between all the changing outs? Just have the magician flash in for a couple of minutes.
I can't because he's a full setup as well. He has, like, lights and smoke and the whole nine yards, so he is going to be doing roaming, though, like, around the crowd and stuff, so I'll figure something out. That's a great suggestion, Jean.
Right.
But you know what, don't try to hold yourself to maybe just one stage either. That would be, we had a 1 year that we had probably four stages in the park. LVL was, like over there on where the Legion used to have their coffee, there'll be music for the older folks. Like we used to have their ukulele bands there, or the Heisman or something like that, and they'd just play for a couple hours up there. And then we even had a place for the teams to have their own music, right? So
that was over at the
skateboard park. So we just put music in there.
You know what? You just kind of made me think of an idea. Yeah. You know how at the market we kind of have, like, I don't want to call it an open mic, but where local performers can come in and just start playing their guitar or doing what have you? What if we do something like that kind of on the other side so it doesn't interfere too much with the stage and people can just come, you know, with their guitar and sign and play?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
We did it before, so but as long as you have the power, talk to Jim about it. He's got a couple of PA systems.
Okay.
Because if you're filling up a music, you don't want to say no to it if you can.
Good point.
You want music in the park. That's a driver. Kids love it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Okay, maybe. What do you guys think if we set it up around kind of where the playground is? I like that area because one thing that concerns me with where the stage presently is it's not wheelchair accessible. And for those of our community that are using walkers and wheels, maybe if we had some sort of music playing around where the concrete is, where the playground and such is, that might be nice for them.
Yeah.
You have to look at the space there, because we were going to have the doors to me and maybe the Lyle bus, and then the info stand over. So we just have to make sure that we have enough space. I think that's a good place. It's just, you know, the logistics of it. And then the other thing is just, we talked about doing something like that at Beach Day as well, but the decision was that we wouldn't allow people to park. So
no, I agree.
They play and they want to play, that's great. But don't do it expecting to.
No, what I tell everybody, and for anybody else, when they ask me that, if they can, you know, busk, is I just say, look, your best way of busking for this event is to market yourself. Put together some marketing materials, some business cards, let us know what you offer, and you can hand that out. You can have that sitting out on a little table as you're performing, and people can pick it up. That way it's not for money. It's them getting their name out there.
I just think we might want someone who's close to that area, too, sort of monitoring.
Well, it'll be right next to the RCMP cruiser, so people would be pretty crazy to say, locked off with something.
Well, telling weird jokes or something.
Okay. And in terms of the WOW bus, and the way that we had kind of visualized it is that the WOW bus, as it doesn't require power, was going to be down along the, so it's like an L shape that shapes that, you know, where the barrier is for the fire truck to come in if we needed it. Heaven forbid we do. There's the playground, that concrete area. That was where the RCMP, the dump truck, all the big vehicles were going to go. And then the other L shape that runs along first, that's where the WOW bus was going to go, because it's a longer station, it's a parking lot, and that way it's just safer with the kiddies running around. Does that sound right, Anne?
I don't know. Well, again, it was just trying to visualize whether there would be enough space for that. There's a big truck in there. I don't know. I kind of visualize them more along First Avenue as well. But
okay, sure. Or vice versa. It's just that
you can't park like where the gate is. There's no.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever way works out, it'll all be good. But that's kind of how I had thought we had set it up, was along that L shape. And then if we have the performers doing the music, like open mic type, well, it's not open mic, but you know what I'm saying, that kind of idea, that would be closer to the playground. And when I say on the concrete, I mean kind of where that T-shape is, where it walks off to where the food trucks are, goes up to where the bouncy castles and sky divers are, and down back towards where the fire truck entrance is. I hate to say it, but it's right where the toilets are.
Fine. Don't line up.
Sorry, what's the WOW bus? Does everyone else know what that is? I don't know.
Yeah, it's the Oceanside. It's the child education.
Building learning.
CLT. What's that?
Yeah. Building learning together.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you coming with Jerry Barnum?
Yeah,
he's coming and he's signed up. Bernadette, it's who runs the Munchkin Land.
Yeah. It's the same group.
Yeah.
So they have a bus that will pick kids up and you know, parents, and take them around to different events, like, or different places.
Walter, do you you mentioned the Tithesmen. Can you tell me about them and what they offer?
Yeah, well, they're a group of Nanaimo, and they sing for us. They're a choral group, and it's all
male. Okay.
And they came a couple of years in a row, so we have to pay them, but they're pretty accomplished choral group.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still around. We used them for a few years. But I would try to, if you're going to get a choral group, get your local choral group in the Qualicum Parkville choral group.
I just like the idea that it's men singing. I think that's very unique, and I like that idea.
Oh, that was great. It
must be incredible to listen to.
It really was. But the biggest hit of the day for entertainment, bar none, is the kids.
Yeah.
It's like you can have a guitarist or do all this other entertainment, but as soon as the kids are dancing, that's when the crowds come in to watch. It's amazing. So whatever the kids can do for being part of the entertainment day, that's the highlight.
Fabulous. Well, we've got a lot of that, so that's great.
Good for you.
It looks like there's a Tideman chorus, but it looks like it's mainly based out of Lanceville.
Might be, yeah.
Flash and Nanaimo, yeah, when it includes people in Parksville and Qualicum, so.
Yeah.
They did like a Zoom performance, it says here on April, oh no, that was last year, so I'm not sure if they're still active, but it looks like they might be.
I will, oh, go ahead, Walter.
Well, they may just bring up a quartet or something as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that would be nice, like.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to work on the schedule for the stage. We'll see how much time we have left over, and then we'll talk about that at the next meeting if we as a group decide that we want to bring in the tidesmen, and then I'll let you know if we have room.
The other thing that's really popular that we found, people just love to exercise and love to dance. We used to have the Zumba group.
Yeah, that's great too.
So all you need is just music and Zumba was, everybody was there. It was a lot of fun.
You know what, Walter? And I know this isn't part of the meeting, but I just have to tell this to you guys. When my husband and I were first trying to move here back when our kids were babies, I mean, they were like 2 and 4, and we were trying to move here desperately but couldn't get a job here, we went to the Family Day event, and it was the same weekend we were looking at homes, and that Zumba event that was happening actually in the field behind the baseball diamond, it was set up on that little corner across from the playground. We could have sat at that Zumba event for the entire event because I couldn't get my kids away from it. They loved it. They just, the energy, the music. Yeah. It was the busiest spot of the entire event.
Yeah, people love to exercise, love to dance, and it didn't cost anything. It was just a little box like that with all kinds of music coming out of it. I forget who it was, but it was a lot of fun.
Fabulous. Okay, great. Thanks, Walter.
We have the line dances coming.
We do, yeah.
That'd be
an ultimate
Zumba.
Yeah, no kidding. They're on the stage, although there is some concern about the stage length, so they might actually be on the floor, the ground, the grass rather, in front of the stage. Or they might use 2 tiers, one on top, one on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like participation is promoted.
That'd
be huge.
And they will. That's definitely part of it.
Are they the cloggers, Brittany?
No, they're different. Actually, I don't have the context for the cloggers, come to think of it, but again, I think we're going to just hold off on how many we bring in at this point.
Because that's a free parade entertainment.
Oh, is it?
You can put them somewhere, and they draw huge crowds as well.
Do you happen to have the cloggers contact or no? Oh, wait, it is here. Rainbow Stew Cloggers. Oh, no, but there's no contact information. Okay, I'll look into that. Jean, do you mind if I give them a call? I know you're on parade. I can do it or you can do it. What's best?
And on parade. You can go ahead if you...
Yeah, I'll do it. It's free parade entertainment, so I just thought I'd keep it as entertainment as you've got enough with the parade you'll be dealing with, so I can take care of that.
But don't you want the cloggers for the parade?
That would be great, too.
Well,
I keep
sometimes. It's easier for them just to do the entertainment and then...
Yeah.
I think that the parade is a lot of walking, and they can't do their dance until you stop, and it's such a short parade, there's not going to be a lot of stopping, I don't think.
They won't march. They just clog. Yeah.
Thanks, Walter. That's a great tip. I'm going to call them.
Is there anything else on that?
Nope, we're good.
Okay. Concession stands, food options. I just saw there's a whole lot come in, Jean. So you're a lot of people doing concession. Is there someone like down the telling me? I can hear someone talking. Is that Jean? Is that you?
Might be Jean because she's on the ferry.
I'm on the ferry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm going to get out of the car because I wasn't getting reception in the car.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll see there was a whole lot of new people there, so that's good. And then another action that he was at, and to follow up with the cadets and Boy Scouts to see if they would like to offer a concession for pizza, hamburger, or popcorn.
Right. So I didn't see if they had applied yet or filled out any paperwork, but I did follow up with the cadets. And then Rob said he was going to follow up with the Boy Scouts. We both had the same contact, so I don't know if he had a success. Randy, do you have an update on this?
Yeah, so I talked to Arrowview Elementary School regarding their PAC doing offering popcorn and candy bags, and the PAC actually turned it down, which shocked me, because they wanted to turn it over to the leadership program at Arrowview. They've had an amazing program this year, and they are raising money for Tour de Rock, and I don't know where we stand on that. Like, does it make a difference if they're selling popcorn for the pack or if they're selling popcorn to raise funds for Tour de Rock? Is the leadership program doing it? So it's kids at Arrowview. Where do we all stand with that? Because they're a go. They're happy to do it, but are we okay with that?
I mean, I don't think we really have any control over what they use the money for. So, I mean, I don't have an issue with it.
And Arrowview is still considered Qualicum, so we should include that.
Okay.
Are they going to provide, sorry?
So they're going to make popcorn bags and candy bags and sell them, and then all the money that they raise is going to go to Tour de Rock.
Thank you. Sorry, I apologize.
Is that okay? Can I give them the note?
Yeah, because I didn't have any uptake from UVES. I had sent a message, and they had a meeting last night, and I thought they might discuss it, but that wasn't really the message I got back. So I think it's great that you're going ahead. It sounds good.
Who was it that told me that the town of Qualicum has the popcorn maker machine?
Tony.
They will need to use that. They're going to bring one as well, but they want to have two going. Is that okay?
So just maybe if we can add that for Tony for an event.
Okay.
A couple of them.
Okay. Yeah, just say it'll be available and we'll provide it.
Okay, great.
So they have to bring their own supplies, obviously.
Yeah. They're going to bring all their own supplies. They're completely self-sufficient. It's just that popcorn maker.
And then another action item here was Jean to ask food vendors to be as environmentally conscious as possible with supplies. So I guess that's just ongoing, Jean. You contact people when they question things, so that'll be ongoing. Okay. Any other updates, Jean, on that?
No. The only thing that we have available now is anyone that wants to sell pizza for a nonprofit organization as a fundraiser.
We have hamburgers and we have popcorn, so we're left with pizza.
Pizza is the only thing we have left.
Walter, has an idea?
Yeah, we used to have a leash week provide, do it every year.
They said no this year.
They did.
Yes, they said no.
Well, get the Rotarians or the Kiwanians to just do it. Rotarians used to be very much involved in their hot dog and hamburger sales, with the way that Gia was treating them, because all the washing and everything was quite difficult. But with pizza, that wasn't an issue. So it came baked to the site.
Sorry, everyone, I have to head out, so good luck with the rest. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Anything I'm supposed to do, let me know.
Bye,
Anne. All right, I'll load your list up. I got you covered.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks. Bye. Bye. Okay, so pizza options are still open.
So everything else is pretty much covered.
And are you So you were saying contact Rotary. Is that something, an action item I should put down here?
Yeah, I will contact Rotary. Kiwanis would be a no, because the Kiwanis people, they don't have any new members, and they kind of slightly disbanded. We only have Kiwanis housing at the moment.
That's right, and they're busy now. Yeah. They're pretty busy.
Okay, great. Any other updates on confession? Or food?
Okay. Have you got the leeches? Do you have the Legion going this year? For a concession?
No.
They'd be worthwhile talking to. They had a very successful concession, and what they did, they used the kitchen at the center, and then served right into the little parking lot, right between the center and the skate park board park. And they put a bunch of tables in there, and we let them go with it. It worked very, very well. And they sold hamburgers, had coffee, they used the facilities, the city facilities. There's a little kitchen back. Well, there's a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
And that was the Legion. And I forget who it was. Yeah. Oh, Ryan Weiss was the one that, in my day, Ryan was the guy that looked after it. So you could talk to the mayor, see if he can get that kick started again.
Okay.
He was with the Legion at the time, I guess with the fight band, and he barbecued burgers, hot dogs, and served out of the back of the center, the Civic Center.
I do think we might run into an overlap because we have a couple of food trucks that will be serving hot dogs, especially all kinds, as well as like food team.
Oh, I actually, there's...
So, should we try not to overlap?
Okay. And so, are these vendors that are being paid for the services then?
No.
No, okay. Wonderful.
Well, people are paying them for the food, yeah.
Okay. All right. In our day, we kind of didn't allow that to happen. Like it's just like that guitar player with an open guitar case. Same thing for food vendors. We preferred having all these other groups, the Rotary and the Service Group, the Legion, and those kind of groups. They were preparing all the food. However, it was really problematic, because of the bee house stipulations that were starting to really make it difficult. So the food trucks are a great idea. And that's a different philosophy, going down a different road.
I think we try to open it up to local organizations and for them to do some fundraising, but it was really hard to get them to say yes, they'll participate. And then there was also the, popularity of food trucks nowadays. And so there was a request for that. I did not overload it. I only tried to get about three different food trucks in, one being vegan, Dragon Bowl, gluten-free as well. The other one was a la carte hot dogs, so a variety of hot dogs. And the other one was Country Cuisina that sells a variety of things, and they have been at the Family Day in the previous years. So... But that's it. I'm not overrunning it with food trucks and still trying to leave it open for concessions.
Yeah, it can. But it's pretty well, it's the way of the future, Gene. Like, that's one of the biggest reasons that we couldn't keep Fire and Ice going. It's just primarily they could not keep the VHOP folks happy. It was all their rules and stipulations and policies and things like that. It was a nightmare.
Okay. I don't have anything else on the food items.
Director volunteers, they were things for Tony to determine volunteer tasks. So he gave me that as I was walking in this meeting, so I haven't had a chance to look at that. Only to say that we have two staff available to set up and one custodian staff. So we have permission for 2 to 3 staff to work overtime, but we don't have extra staff. So they're starting at like 6 and then they'll go through to about 4. So I haven't had a chance to look through this yet, so he just said to me, so that'll be clear in the next meeting.
Dean, sorry, can you just mute until you're going to talk? Just because we didn't hear a lot of things.
Okay, let me just add on to the volunteers then. I did get a quote back from Rich Chai for the volunteer t-shirts. Bruce has said they've done it before for Family Day. So they have the graphics, which I've sent you all. It is printing on the back, the word volunteer, and on the front it's Quahog Beach Family Day. They are on 100% cotton ATC short sleeve t-shirts, and they're $11.95, and there's no minimum. Okay. So what do we have to say about that? Do we want to have our own new graphics this year, or do we want to stay with the older graphics?
When Tony and I were in when we were in the back there at Berwick Reservoir, we found a big box full of t-shirts. Did he mention that to you at all? Now, I have to have a good look at it, but there's a whole bunch there, like, that's probably from 2015. They didn't look like that they were moldy or anything. They looked like they were purchased. But maybe have a look at that and maybe supplement it.
Do they have anything on them that gives them away as dated?
No dates, no nothing. But that's the first thing we did when we looked at it. I got one of them here in my closet, actually.
Oh, can you show us?
Well, no, it's in my bedroom. I got it.
Oh, okay.
One thing I wanted to say, and I mean, it's up to you all, but I feel like this event is like a coming of Qualicum, like a reopening of Qualicum. We've been closed for so long, and it's not that there's anything wrong with the old signage, but the one that I looked at in particular that was shared, it's very carnivalish, the way that the writing, and I just worry, it's not necessarily a bad thing, it's just, I feel like this is us trying to bring Qualicum back with the event, and I just feel like it would be worth it to have some new ones to show the new event and the new coming of time and coming out of COVID and the whole idea of this theme being Qualicum in bloom. I just feel like those shirts don't really match what we're trying to create and what we work so hard with our marketing, that it's Qualicum in bloom. And I think that all the staff should reflect that. And I think we should still keep those other shirts because maybe next year we do a carnival theme, which we kind of all talked about, and that would be the perfect shirt for the carnival theme. But this year, it's Qualicum in bloom.
Yeah, I was going to say that the picture that Jean sent, it's like immediately when I looked at it, I just thought circus.
Yeah.
Because it's the way the writing is, it's that circus writing. I don't know. And I don't know if that's on the t-shirts that Walter's talking about, but
I think they were, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
all in red. Yeah, all in kind of red.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're saying it would be $11.95 a shirt, even if we ask for a different design? Or would that add to the cost?
We'd probably have to make a new screen, so I'll have to double check on that.
Where is that you're having a made team?
Yep, Tag Graphics.
Okay, I have somebody local. It's called Crafty Owl. and she gets her shirts in bulk as well, and she does all the vinyl cutting and printing on her own. How many shirts are we looking at ordering? Do we have a number?
30, 40. That's what we use.
Yeah.
It's different at the moment.
If you don't mind, can I give her a call and see what she can do for us price-wise? Even if it's the same price, her products are top-notch. I've hired her for numerous other things. And if anything, it supports a local mom, and potentially she could get us a better deal on it.
Okay.
Why don't at least try and see, okay? I'll email you, Dean, and you can see what it is and then see what you think.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the t-shirts at the reservoir, you'll probably actually give it away to the kids and to people as just the old and the new, you know, like just fill the crowds with color.
Yeah.
Circus or not, give them away. As private, you know?
Yeah.
Great job on the bike, you know? Here's a t-shirt, you know? Oh, Mom, look at this. You're looking great today, but you'll look better in this.
Hey, Walter, before you go, I think I heard you just say that you have to go. Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought I heard you say that.
I'm sticking around for you guys.
Speaking of prizes, do you, in your experience in the last events that you did you have any trouble having the businesses provide some donations to put toward prizes? I'm trying to put together, I've created a passport, okay? And the idea is that the kids, the families take these passports, they go around, they meet all the exhibitors and entertainment, get a little stamp on their passport, bring it back, and then enter their name into a draw. And that draw, the prizes, I don't want to spend money on it. I want the businesses to donate for, like, prizes. What's your experience in getting them to contribute to that?
Boston Beach is probably one of the better communities for participation by the businesses in town. And I think you're going to do a little bit better now than you have than even what we had in the past, because Boston Beach hasn't had any people going every week. There was a time that the vendors or all the shops were getting bothered, you know, 2-3 times a week for a donation here and a donation there, but that hasn't taken place. Be the first, you know, and I'm sure you're going to get a good response, you know.
Okay.
Whether it's a dinner at Gary's or a hot dog at the airport, you know, like try to do it, you know, like there's nothing wrong with asking.
No, trust me, I have no problem with that. It's, you'll learn very quickly.
Okay.
I think I'll good luck to the businesses in town.
Yeah.
We could also maybe hit up the Fall Beach Chamber.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, Dean, do you have a contact with them that you could do that?
I knew I was closer to you because
I'm on the board.
Oh, you're on the board. Way to go, woman. Woohoo! Okay, can you do that? And if you, I don't want to be double asking. Like, I have no problem going walking up and down first and second and talking to the businesses, but if you want to do that, that would kind of cover it all, would it not?
Well, I just think the chamber itself could give a monetary donation, and we could buy things locally.
Okay.
And then maybe if we bought whatever we bought from the store, we can also ask them to match it.
Sure.
So at the end of the day, it doesn't cost the store anything, but they also get their name out there as a donator.
Okay, that's great.
Right?
Bernadette, can we add to all the advertisement prizes?
Prizes?
Yeah, so when you're doing your advertisement, you're putting stuff out, can you add that there will be prizes at the event? It's crazy, you guys, because I'm talking to so many different people about this event, and I'll tell you, I want to say it's almost a 60-40 split. 60% of the people are thrilled to come. And 40%, just because of the news and media and what we're hearing that's happening right now again with COVID in China, are scared. And so I feel like we need to provide as much enticement to get them to this event as we can.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
One thing for advertising, little posters. That are around the that we used to use. Like they're only they're 12 by 18, and they got printed off. We would get them printed off at the stationers, and you know, we'd get 120 posters done, and we'd go into every store and ask if we could put it in there. While you're there, you're talking to the vendor, and we just have just go out on a Saturday morning, sit together, have a breakfast together, and then just split all these things up, go out and cover the town with posters. And it really does a lot of good, and for meeting the community and making getting awareness. Because a lot of people don't even know. They, you know, people aren't really sure. I don't know what it is. Just go in the store and say, guess what? Family Day is happening. Here's the information. Plug it on the wall. And then ask them also.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
You can contribute. No.
Do we have a budget for printing advertising?
Well, you should.
Well, I just mean, do we have anything left?
Yeah, there's money.
Great.
Can't the town print it out too, the posters?
Yeah, they probably could, Jean. We used to do, we used to use the vendors in town.
The difference would be the quality of paper that they can like, don't have that.
But you know what? We don't need a high quality print because it's going inside of a glass window, so it's going to appear glossy anyways going inside of a glass window. And really, it's just getting the word out. Like, I agree with Walter. Social media is a big thing for a certain population, but the rest of the population really counts on that, you know, seeing it in town.
I was just saying that would be the only difference between us doing it and a printer doing it. We're happy to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how much time everybody has. I know everybody's really strapped. I am in Qualicum all the time. I mean, I work out of the Qualicum office, so I don't mind taking a couple days and going and popping into the businesses and taping it up on their windows with permission. If anybody else wants to join me, why don't you message me or email me, and we can set up or we could do it now over the meeting and set up a date that we can get together I would say as early as this weekend. If we, Bernadette, you think we can get it printed quick enough that we can get it up this weekend?
I'm sorry. I'm just like completely, I don't even know what my week looks like. I've got so much. Potentially, what's today? Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
Okay. By Friday, yeah. We should be able to do that.
And you know what, Bernadette? Like, if you need the extra time to get yourself straightened out and it ends up being the next week, oh, well, so be it. We can. But guys who are here, I don't even know who's on this call. Rebecca?
We did say we were going to do it on May 1st. So we had talked about it distributing on May 1st. So that is...
That's Sunday.
That's Sunday, yeah. Or next week. From there on.
Do you want to wait and go till the 7th, May 7th? No, you guys, I can't do May 7th. That's the problem. If you guys are available this weekend or sometime during the week even, I'm available to get together and we can go do that with the businesses. Is anybody else? I'm not getting any. Am I the only one talking here? Okay. Rebecca, some feedback?
I'd like to say that I'd like to ask the Qualicum Beach Collective, because they do have two ambassadors that walk around the downtown area, and possibly we can ask Carolyn and Dennis from the collective to hand out the posters. And they almost, I'm thinking, they walk the streets daily and promote the commerce in the downtown area.
Yeah, that's so a good maybe idea.
We can reach out to them.
Is Dennis from the Men's Clothing, the Open Collar?
It's Terry at the Open Collar, and it's Terry and Robin of 12 Suites, and Christy and her husband at Revive Vintage that have started up the Qualicum Beach Collective. And then they have people like Carolyn and Dennis that are just wonderful community people that have offered to be ambassadors in the downtown area, just to greet people, smile at them, answer any questions that visitors might have, that kind of thing. So I'm sure that if I asked the collective, they would be
you know what? I think it's a great idea, Jean. The only thing is in doing this, I would like to be asking for donations for prizes, and I don't want to put that on Carolyn and Dennis to be doing that. I think that's something, as members who are organizing this event, that we need to advocate for that, just because we understand the capacity of the event more than Carolyn and Dennis. What do you think about that, Jean?
You know, I think we can all participate in asking. I just don't think we should just limit it to ourselves.
Okay. Is there, I know you're a pretty busy person, Jean. Is it a bit of a time issue for you to be going around to the businesses? Is that a concern for you?
It is for me for this weekend because I have a surprise gift. I'm going to be on a yoga retreat in Portugal.
Woo! Girl!
In Portugal?
Yeah.
Just for the weekend?
No, it's actually for 10 days.
Woo!
But it is touch and go because it's scrambling at the last minute right now. And, you know, it's a crapshoot. I could test positive, you know, the 24 hours before flight time. So, you know, I'm just kind of holding my breath.
Okay. I
can do Saturday, but I can't do Sunday.
Okay, so Bernadette, how about this, you guys? And Jean, if you don't mind, you can tell me if you mind otherwise. But Bernadette, can you try to get those printed for Friday? I'll swing by the office and pick them up. Rebecca, I'll meet you at Bailey's Coffee Shop on Saturday. What's the
difference? Okay, I have a home visit. Virtual home visit from 8 to 9:30, so I probably 10:30.
I'm really sorry. Can you do the afternoon?
I can do any time in the afternoon. Yeah.
Can you do 2:30?
2:30? Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll meet you at 2:30 at Bailey's Coffee Shop, and then we will go from there. See how much we can get done. Jean, does that upset you if we kind of take over and do that?
No, but I can volunteer a friend to help out.
Yeah, absolutely. The more people that we get, the better. Just they have to be confident with speaking with the businesses because we are going to be asking them for donations. So just let them know.
And I might call some of the businesses ahead of time.
Right.
So if you let me know what loss that I'm going to be covering, then I will also personally call them myself. So what day was that? 2:30?
We're going to do it on Saturday, Rebecca, at 2:30?
30, at Bailey's.
At Bailey's, yeah.
Okay.
Bernadette, are you still feeling that Friday is realistic for you? Let's say I pick it up from you on Friday, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, is that okay?
Can't hear you.
Me? Can't hear me?
No. Okay. Now we can't. You were talking.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll meet you at 1 o'clock on Friday. What time are you there till on Friday?
Till 4.
Okay, I'll meet you at 3:30.
Okay.
And
I'm available. If it's this weekend, I am available. I'm not leaving till the 2nd of May.
Oh, well, come on, join the party, girl. No,
I will.
Jean, we got to keep you safe so that you don't end up sick. You're going to be meeting, talking with a lot of people. You might want to wear a mask so you don't get COVID positive.
Whatever, but I'll see you at 2:30.
Sounds fabulous. Okay, what else on the agenda are we at? We talked about volunteers. Have we covered that off?
Okay, so just back on the agenda here. We're up to volunteers.
Yeah.
We're up to volunteers.
Yeah. So you said Tony was going to check about the staff, which you said.
Yeah.
And then Tony to speak to Heather about staff. Oh, yeah, that's name tags to be added to the list of tasks. So I bought those And once I have names, I'll do those up. And info booths to be added to the map, which I think we kind of did. And I did put share a post out on the Qualicum Beach and the Qualicum Beach chat sites. So if you're on there and you belong to other sites, like, feel free to share it. I just have at the top, if you're interested in volunteering, please go to, this link to sign up. So feel free. I went up 2 days ago, so it might be back a bit in your, so feel free to share those pages.
So where did you share them? Sorry.
I did it on the Qualicum Beach. It's just called Qualicum Beach site. And then the Qualicum Beach chat. But certainly I know there's a lot more groups than that, so feel free to share it into groups that you belong to. I'm slowly figuring out, you know, what all the groups are, so.
Gotcha.
I'm sure Brittany knows many of them, so.
Okay, so you put on air volunteers, and I also have that under advertising. I'll come to it in a minute.
Okay.
Anything else on volunteers?
Not for now, no. I mean, we still really only have 2 people that have officially filled out the form. There's a few others that have said they're interested, but they haven't filled out the form yet. And Walter, yes?
Yeah, volunteers are key.
Yeah, oh, I know.
And it's very important that you get some good volunteers and make sure they're not too old, because setting, like, we used to set up at 6 o'clock along with the town staff, and we would have a truck and a trailer full of canopies and chairs and all kinds of things, and we start pretty doggone early, and the volunteers are the last ones to leave. Town staff, they do a great job, and you can't leave it to town staff. It's the volunteers. We had upwards of 25 people on the day just volunteering. And we had youth, you know, from the high schools all, you know, to parents. And it's critical that it get after your good volunteers now so that they understand exactly how this whole thing sets up as well.
Yeah. And I think, like, we have, like, contacted the high school and so on. We just haven't really had a lot of uptake, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's the end of the school year as well.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of high school activities. And,
yeah.
Friends want to stay with friends. They really don't want to work with mom and dad on a field.
I mean, in the volunteer tasks or something, you know, we would like to understand, Walter, are you able to come to our next meeting as well? I feel like we're trying to do a lot in this meeting, and then we're going to be, we've still got a fair bit on our agenda here, and we're coming up 5 o'clock. So are you able to come to another meeting and talk volunteers?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because we haven't actually been able to find sort of a comprehensive list from the past of what volunteers did. I mean, we know we need people for the parade. We know we need people for setup, but then, you know, there might be some floaters during the day and then take down and so on. But I don't know if you have any documents that sort of...
Well, we had information booths, you know, when people would come, you know, where would they drop off a lost item?
Yeah.
You know, information booth right smack in the... So two or three people there for sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then, you know, somebody needs to work with the stage to move things along there.
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe a couple there.
Perhaps I can jump in and you can kind of make a list and get an idea of what it would need, and then we can do that next meeting. We're just running out of time for this meeting, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, if we can move along, guys, sorry. So volunteers, is there anything else you have, Rebecca, on volunteers? Okay.
No, not right now.
So we had logistics, Tony confirmed. So Walter, are you firing ice tents? Is that you?
Yeah. Well, I was the one down there with them.
Did Tony confirm we can use your tents? Is that right?
Well, they're not my tents. They belong to Fire and Ice. Fire and Ice hasn't happened before the pandemic.
Yeah, I know.
So they're sitting there for us to use, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. So that's great. Rebecca, to order 2 portable toilets.
Yeah, that's done.
Okay. And then staff will ensure the field wash house are open. Did you need a location for them, Rebecca? Are you okay with that?
For the toilets?
We know where
they're going to go. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And then you said your contact is St. John's, 240. Sponsorship available if possible, if needed. They need a booth set up. Is that what you said?
To St. John's? I don't know yet. I haven't heard back from them. Because I only just heard today from Anne that Aerosmith wasn't available, so I got right on to St. John.
Rebecca, I'm going to send you another list of contacts from the Kids Fest that isn't running this year. Cheryl Cote runs it. She sent me a list of a ton of contacts, and there's 2 first aid contacts on there you can call just to price compare. I'll email that to you right now.
Okay. Yeah, I know that the St. John's is doing beach day for $250, so... But yeah, thanks. I'll get in touch.
Thank you. Tony was going to contact the JSK traffic control and contacted Zero Waste and made involved. Anything else on logistics?
Rob is taking on logistics, and he needs, I don't know who can do this. If Bernadette, if this is your avenue, but he needs like a detailed list of what's expected of him, because the last meeting he was at was more just like a whirlwind of him trying to figure out what he was doing, and all he sees himself right now is the electrician. So if we can get something, I know like between me and Rebecca and Jean, we've like really spread ourselves thin. So if we can take off some of our jobs and give them to Rob, that would be great.
Yeah, like I've arranged the toilets, but on the day, it would be great if he was the guy guiding them to the spot and so on, and like doing those sorts of logistical stuff. So
and like arranging where the tents are going to go and arranging like that.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to Walter through the week about my tips from Walter about what we did. Okay.
I'd be more than willing to help Rob on the logistics side of it. I've got all kinds of stuff here that I can work
on. That information, Walter, so we're just making sure we're capturing what, you know, like our big picture tasks as well. So I'll give you a call.
Rob connecting with Walter and Bernadette, and that would be great. Thank you, Walter.
You know, I circulated to everyone the parts of Qualcomm Beach Tourism Association. They have an event kit. Is there anything there that we want to borrow?
That was brilliant, Jean. Good catch.
Do we want some tents or stuff like that? Or?
Absolutely. Any tents that we can get, the better. 100% we will use them.
We should go through the list.
Chairs and tables.
We should go through the list and check off what we need. And then I will send it to Blaine and say, this is all the stuff that we want, and we'll come by and pick it up from you or whatever. So, look at the list.
Okay.
And the high visibility vest might be on top of the volunteer vest t-shirts, so that people can really see the volunteers, or I don't know.
I would say that the vests, I don't know about for the volunteers, but they would be great for people like Anne, who's coordinating the parade, myself, who's doing the entertainment, Jean, you with being in control, like all the point people who are in control of certain things would be good to have a vest, so that way if the volunteers have a question, they can say, look, go find Brittany in the vest or Jean in the, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
There are vests. And one other thing for canopies and tents, most of the vendors or most of the people will bring their own because they've either got their name on it or most of them will have their own.
Yeah, I found a lot of people are bringing their own too. But anyway, to stay on track there, sorry, Bernadette, what's next?
So yeah, we've gotten food, so there are extra promotions, advertising, so include prizes, part advertising, you guys are going to do, I'll print posters, you guys are going to, hand them out, I'm going to contact, there's a whole lot of lists here for me to do, contact CQB News to see what digital advertising options they offer. I'm going to send KSS and RRV the poster after it's put in the newspaper. I got to ensure it's added to the PQB what's happening for the event site. I'm going to ensure it's on Castle Qualicum Beach Tourism website. Anne's going to follow up with the 4-H photographers to cover the day's events.
No,
yeah, so they can't do it. She reported that last week. So I'm getting in touch with the Qualicum Beach Photo Club.
Yeah, or
photographers or whatever their formal name is, I can't remember, and just seeing if they're interested in doing it.
Who is that, sorry?
Rebecca. The Qualicum Beach Photo Photography Club. I can't remember their formal name, but yeah.
That's awesome. Excellent. I am to ramp up the Facebook Get Involved aspect to push the volunteers, exhibitions, and activities. Is that still the case?
Sure.
Activities.
Yeah. Push the volunteers. Yeah, exhibitions and activities is okay. We just really don't want to ramp up too much more entertainment, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, and then I'm getting the banner updated. I have to get that with a new provider. Wesley was going to send graphic design elements from the event poster to Jean. Did that happen, Jean?
No, it did not.
Okay.
Well, now should that go to Brittany because she's calling her lady now?
Sorry, what should go to me?
About the graphic design elements for the T-shirt.
Yeah, so I'm going to make that call actually right after we get off of this.
Yeah, so maybe that should get sent to Brittany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, Jean, I'll follow up with you and let you know what's happening with that, okay?
Yeah, that sounds like it. Does she just do T-shirts, Brittany?
No, she does everything.
So if Bernadette needs a new banner person, is that...
100%, yeah.
I don't need a banner, I just need a little decal that goes over it.
It's a like a vinyl decal?
Yeah,
I see.
Sorry, I'll look at it.
Okay, so in terms of the graphics t-shirt, just so I know exactly what I'm saying, do we want the back of the shirt to say volunteer? Yes?
It should be somewhere. It's going to be somewhere on there, volunteer, yeah.
That's fine. And the front of the shirt, is that going to have the Bernadette, the Family Day advertisement that you created? Is it going to have that printed on the front?
Well, I think we had talked about it potentially just using the dancing family.
Oh, right.
I remember we had talked about just using that part so that it could be used in future years if there was any left.
Yeah, that sounds great.
If we use the whole thing, then we're kind of tied to the theme, and then.
Yep.
With the dancing family, I thought we could just have that on the front.
Okay, got it.
Then we had. Yeah, I'm to coordinate the invitation to Chief Rakama via the mayor. That brings us to budget sponsorship. Jean can contact PharmaSafe sponsorship, which she did. And you got how much, Jean?
She wants to hear back what she can sponsor. And so we had talked about the first date. So should I just reach out and say $300 for a St. John's, or do we want to confirm and make sure it's only $300?
No, if Rebecca?
Sorry, go ahead, Brittany.
if they're willing to offer more money, Jean, I don't see anything wrong with getting more from them, and we can put it towards other things. Get them to put it towards the, why don't you just say that we don't have an exact item that we're putting it towards yet, that we'll sort it out by the next meeting and we'll get back to you, but that ideally we'd like, you know, 400 or whatever they're willing to give, and then we'll sort that out. Because there's lots more things we can put it towards.
Well, she did, Sandy did say that she wanted to contribute something that was more Father's Day's topic. So it would be about health and wellness or safety, and it would be first aid. It would not be an entertainment activity. It's like Chesapeake Shores is doing the photo booth because they're the film people. And so what would Father's Day sponsor that is with health and wellness?
I know. They can sponsor another face painter.
Or they could sponsor the traffic control for the parade.
That's
safety.
I mean,
that's coming in at about 800. We don't have an exact figure yet from Tony, but...
Well, and PharmaSave is all, you know, makeup and beauty products, so nothing wrong with them sponsoring face painting.
So how much was Paula the face painter?
$300. Uh-huh. And yeah, my daughter just asked if she could be reimbursed for the cost of the face paint. So like, she doesn't want no payment or anything. So I mean, if they wanted to donate like $500 or something for face painting.
Here and then
So 300 to Paula and then 200 to your daughter?
Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It wasn't going to a bigger figure. I mean, I think we're safer by saying $300-$400, not maybe right up at $500.
Okay. Well, $400's fine. Yeah.
$400.
I'll just go into the other part of the safe paint. All good.
I'll keep my fingers crossed when I'm talking to Sandy. Okay.
And you know what? Even if all she comes in at is 300, that's fine. Tell her you're going to be able to sponsor our face painter. And Dean, if we decide to change it over and do something else with it, we'll run it by Sandy.
Okay. That sounds good. And then quality foods. Diana Rebard came back from holidays, and then she wasn't able to speak to the guys had to go to a meeting in Vancouver, but she is supposed to get back to me Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I will know then, but she says they've always supported Family Day and all community events, and so they would certainly do something. So it's a very positive response from them. And that's about it. I guess also for the Berwick 200, it's more like they want to know what they're going to be sponsoring rather than just saying,
why don't you have them sponsor the balloon guy?
Okay. And how much is he?
Well, he's 300, but you said they can only do 200, right?
Well, that's what she offered, but, you know, I can always go back to her and say,
could you do free? Yeah, okay. Let us know how that goes.
You're up, honey.
I feel like I'm on some silent auction or something, but, yeah, okay.
Jean, if you need help with it, call me. I have no problem calling and asking for donations and money. Okay, so if you're overwhelmed with everything going on with you traveling, you just tell me.
Okay. All right. And I'm getting the runaround from the Preston Qualcomm Community Foundation.
The deadline is April 30, so they haven't even received all the applications.
Oh, maybe that's why. Because they did grant out $39,000 in total. Just recently.
They've already granted it?
To an assortment of people. So I don't know what mini grants, I think they were all multiple mini grants. But I reached out to Mike Garland, and he said he wasn't on that committee, but that the people that were awarded would have been notified. So, and I reached out to Mary Brule, and I haven't heard back from her yet. And she's also one of the directors on that organization.
I'll have a look and see what requirements were for that
etc. You could just reach out and maybe just get some feedback as to, is it a later date that our grant's going to be decided on?
Yeah.
Because the idea is that we do want to know from them as soon as possible, because we'd like to be able to include their logo on our poster. Right.
Dean, sorry, slightly off topic, but could you tell me how much the quote was you got for those shirts? How much were they charging you per shirt?
$11.95.
Okay, thank you.
100% cotton.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, guys, it's 5 o'clock. Love to wrap up. Sorry, Steve Blunt, that's motion.
I think we're at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
I motion to end the meeting.
All good.